What were the, what'd you use on the sides? Did the weatherboard go this way or up and down or?
Foot plank up and down with a 4-inch plank nailed over the cracks.
I see.
But this man that built this room with this widow woman, while she's here, put dressed lumber all the way around this room here and on the front of this one here, the front room here. And put that big window that's right there now was here in this one, and he had one over there and one there and one there. Had three big windows in that room was out there, and one in the old on the porch for this one, you see.
I see.
And we
did it go up and down, or did it go
up and down
the whole way around?
And had those weights on there that pulled it up and down, the window up and down, you see.
I see. I meant the weatherboard. When they built this room, how was it finished on the outside?
It was finished with dress lumber, wasn't it? 1x6, wasn't it? Weatherboard. Yeah, it was a weatherboard, 1x6. It's dress lumber, but she didn't have it painted. She had it everything fixed up, ready for it to be painted. But the walls of the old house, now that one was finished up later on, you see, and these had been here 20 years, and they were just foot plank, mm-hmm. nailed up and down with a 4-inch strip, over, a 4-inch one before over the cracks, you see.
I see.
And it wasn't even sealed on the inside.
I see. So you moved the chimney out of there and put it over here.
Put it on the end of this room here, you see, but right there.
And would you...
And had a stove fluid and a cooking all down here in this end of this room.
I see. Would you tell me how you... something about the fireplace then that you had? You would burn all wood.
Just like that. You cut up wood, you see. It's hurting length. And put it in the fireplace and burn it that way. And we used this fireplace that was at the end of the building until we tore down the old house and built this stack chimney in this building, you see.
I see.
That's a fireplace right there, you see, just like that mignon.
Yes. What did you use for the for this section here?
That's concrete, just regular like you paint walks and streets and things. That's regular concrete. Now, old people, they got them flat rocks and made that hearth out of it and made the chimney out of rock a heap of times. And then when you went to make a brick chimney, they made the hearth out of brick, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's concrete, and that in yonder is concrete poured there over there.
What did you use to hold up the logs? In fact, I wish you'd tell me something about how you start a fire in a fireplace in the old days. What kind of wood was you used to start it with?
Well, the best thing is rich pine. If you know what rich pine is, that's a heart of pine that's rich and burns just like something soaked in kerosene. And you, most folks got enough pine to start the fire with, yeah. And laid the wood on and put small wood on, put a big stick on behind and little wood in front, and got that burning. And when that back stick got burned up, put it front and put a bigger one behind, then you got a bed of coal there, you see, that mm-hmm. you won't have to keep adding to.
I see. What did you use to hold the logs up?
In the fireplace?
Yes, sir.
You notice those irons in that room and that hole up that fire in there? Regular fire dogs, you see, that hold the fire up out of the ashes. And you scoop them ashes out of there and build a fire in under there.
I see. How'd you clean out the chimney once?
Well, you got, in the latest day, you see, they have the chimney on the outside. They take it from the outside or under the house. But now then, you've got to bring something in here and dip it up, you see, with a shovel and take it.
Would it get stopped up with...
The trouble is most folks build them, that chimney was built too big. It ought to have had a smaller neck to it. It rained down it sometimes, you see. And mm-hmm. got a piece of metal over there now to keep from raining down it. Mm-hmm. But they're not so small that they'll get choked up. They don't get choked
mm-hmm.
up. Sometimes the wind blows, they'll blow down them stacked chimneys and they'll smoke pretty bad, you see. But one on the outside that way hardly ever would smoke. But mm-hmm. where